murderers decoding the crime verse.
911, what's your emergency?
Welcome to Decoding the Crime Verse right here on Active FM. I'm Nal ZD.
And I am Danny.
And this week, we are doing a murder that started a war.
We are, because, you know, all actions have consequences.
Some not are this big, but
worse
anyway
than others. And today, we will look at one man's actions, which resulted in a full-blown war.
Dun, dun, dun!
I wish I could be that important. Imagine do something, cause a whole war. You'll go down in history. I would.
Start a war.
Yeah, why not?
By murdering someone. If you shoot Putin, I'm sure.
With Putin, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Apparently we have some Russian listeners, guys. We love you over there. So, on the 28th of June, 1914... You do not know what started in 1914. Go back to school. Was the event that changed the world. Deeply in love, Ferdinand chose to marry Sophie Chotek. Again, these are all Slavic names. And if I pronounce them wrong, I humbly apologize. In 1900, despite the opposition from his uncle, Austro-Hungarian Emperor Franz Joseph, who refused to attend their wedding, and the reason was because she was not exactly a commoner, but she was from a family of obscure Czech nobles, so she wasn't basically up to standard.
Yeah,
and she was not from the reigning dynasty of Europe. As a result, her and Ferdinand's children were declared ineligible for the throne. Sophie also became a victim of countless petty slights. At imperial banquets, for example, she entered the room last without an escort and would have to be seated away from her husband at the dinner table. His marriage, notwithstanding, Ferdinand remained Franz Joseph's heir and inspector general of the army. So despite him marrying this girl who's not up to scratch, he still remained heir, even though his children weren't going to be heir. In that capacity, he agreed to attend a series of military exercises in June 1914 in Bosnia Herzegovina.
That's the one.
That is the one. I've been to Czechoslovakia, actually. Austria-Hungary had just annexed these provinces a few years earlier against the wishes of the neighboring Serbia, and which likewise coveted them. So now Austria-Hungary had taken over this Bosnia area, and people were not happy, so they'd occupied it. Ferdinand believed that the Serbs were pigs, thieves, murderers, and scoundrels. Yet he had opposed annexation for the fear that it would make an already turbulent political situation even worse. Formerly controlled by the Ottoman Empire, Bosnia... We're just going to call it Bosnia, not this Bosnia-Herzegovina. It's not going to come out my mouth more than once. The population was roughly 40% Serb, 30% Muslim, and 20% Croat. What? I don't even know where Croat would be from.
Isn't it Croatia?
You know, that makes so much sense when you put it like that. With various other ethnicities making up the remainder. Upon learning of Ferdinand's upcoming visit, the young Bosnians, okay, which were a secret revolutionary society of peasant students, began plotting to assassinate him.
Dun, dun, dun!
We actually do so many assassinations on the show now that I'm thinking about it.
We actually have done.
We've done JFK. We've done Martin Luther. We've done Abraham Lincoln. We've done this. We did the guy from Congo.
Yeah.
Guys, we're on a roll. Who knew so many people got assassinated? John Lennon was assassinated.
And there was a recent assassination where they assassinated him with their own gun. Yes, they made a gun.
Okay, we're going to come back and do that because I'm intrigued. So next week we will be doing this Japanese assassination attempt. Yeah. So join us. So young Bosnia was populated mostly by Serb students and they were dedicated on ending the Austro-Hungarian occupation of Bosnia, which had begun in 1878. In May, Gavrilo Princip, Trifko Gabes, and
Nedeljko
Kabrinovic. Okay. Traveled to the Serbian government of Serbian capital of Belgrade, where they received six handheld bombs, four semi-automatic pistols, and cyanide suicide capsules from members of the so-called Black Hand, which was a terrorist group with close ties to the Serbian army. So now they've got the tools to go and assassinate Ferdinand.
Yes, D, they really wanted to kill him so much.
Bombs, pistols.
They wanted to make sure this man was dead.
Yeah. After practicing with their pistols in Belgrade Park, the three men journeyed back to Bosnia, receiving help from the Black Hand associates to smuggle their weapons across the border. To this day, it remains unclear whether the Serbian government participated in this scheme. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yep.
Ferdinand and Sophie departed their estate for Bosnia on June 23rd. Having received multiple warnings to cancel the trip, the Archduke knew that the danger that potentially awaited them and said, "Our journey starts with an extremely promising omen." He said this after the axles of his car overheated. "Here our car burns, and down there they will throw bombs at us." Why? Like,
it's hectic.
Why are we going there then? Why are we going? Okay, in your right mind, why are you going somewhere where you know someone's going to throw a bomb at you?
I wouldn't go.
Are you doof? it's just a thing, okay? After arriving at a town a few miles outside of Sarajevo. Again, I humbly apologize to any of our listeners who are from here, which was the capital of Bosnia. And Ferdinand attended 2 days of military exercise while Sophie visited schools and orphanages. On a whim, the couple drove in one evening to check out Sarajevo's bazaars. I don't know what a bazaar is. What is a bazaar?
Let me
find out, because I'm interested to know. While there, they attracted a crowd of onlookers, including Princip, but were apparently treated with warmth and politeness. Following a banquet with the religious and political leaders, only one day of events remained before Ferdinand and Sophie were supposed to return home. That morning, June 28th, the Archduke sent a telegram to his eldest son congratulating him on his latest exam results. He and Sophie then boarded a train for a short ride into the capital. For once, Sophie was permitted to walk alongside Ferdinand during a brief troop inspection, after which the couple got into an open-topped car for a motorcade ride to City Hall. You know, he got assassinated in an open topped car. Kennedy got assassinated in an open, you know.
So if you're someone of importance, please just don't drive around in an open top car. But then again, last week's people were assassinated and their cars were
not
closed
last
top.
Week 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Jeez. A bazaar is a market.
Oh.
So fundraisings of sales of
The car in front of them was supposed to carry six specially trained officers, but instead there was only one plus three local policemen. In fact, throughout the trip, the Austro-Hungarian officials allegedly focused more attention on dinner menus than security details. Meanwhile, seven young Bosnians had fanned out along the Apple Quay, the main avenue of the capital running parallel to the Miljaka River. When the motorcade passed by, its route having been published in advance, again, why?
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 Oh, well, so that people are able to go stand and see him.
Oh, that is true. Okay. Kabrinovic asked which car carried the Archduke. He then hurled... Oh, this is so funny. He hurled his bomb at the car, only to watch it bounce off the folded-up roof and roll under the wrong vehicle. When you are that bad at throwing, please just don't.
Why didn't you just use your gun?
I also don't understand. The subsequent explosion wounded two army officers and several bystanders, but left Ferdinand and Sophie essentially unharmed. Cabrinovic then jumped into the mostly dry riverbed and made a half-hearted attempt to kill himself before being apprehended. "I am a Serbian hero," he promptly shouted as the police led him away.
I like people who shout stuff.
I also do. Like, what's his face from Abraham Lincoln's? Yeah. That man is still epic. At least two other young Bosnians also had good looks at the Archduke, but apparently lost their nerve and to attempt the assassination. The one thing, I do think it is clever to have seven of them, because if one person fails, there's backups.
Yeah.
Rather than immediately flee the capital, Ferdinand decided to continue on the planned event at City Hall. Upon finishing that, he insisted on visiting the wounded officers in the hospital. In order to dissuade any other bomb throwers, the motorcade zipped down Apple Quay at high speeds. By mistake, however, the first three cars turned onto a side street right where Princip happened to be standing. As the cars attempted to reverse back into Apple Quay, Princip whipped out his pistol, fired two shots at the Archduke from point-blank range, piercing him in his neck and also striking Sophie's abdomen. Ferdinand cried out, "Sophie, Sophie, don't die, stay alive for our children."
That's so cute. He's dying and he's like, shame. Don't die.
Within minutes, they'd both passed away. Princip, the slender 19-year-old Serbian army reject, later admitted to killing Ferdinand, but said he'd never meant to hit Sophie. 3 weeks too young for the death penalty, Princip was given a 20-year sentence, but contracted tuberculosis and died in jail in April 1918 at the age of 23. Shortly before his death in prison, Princip inscribed a warning on the walls of his cell, which read, "Our shadows will roam Vienna, haunt the court, scare the lords." I love people like this.
Yeah.
I love it. I just love it. The mystery. I love it so much. Not that he killed someone, but yeah. Anyway. With tensions already high among Europe's powers, the assassination led to the descent into World War One.
Yeah.
First, Austria-Hungary gained German support for action against Serbia. It then sent Serbia into an ultimatum worded in a way that made acceptance unlikely. Serbia proposed attribution to resolve the dispute, but Austria-Hungary instead declared war on July 28, 1914, exactly a month after Ferdinand's death. By the following week, Germany, Russia, France, Belgium, Montenegro, and Great Britain had all been drawn into the conflict, and other countries like the United States would enter later. Overall, more than 9 million soldiers and nearly that many civilians died in the fighting that lasted until 1918. His motives for the assassination were somewhat successful, as by the end of World War One, it had helped bring the collapse of four Eastern Europe empires, Austria-Hungary, Germany, Russia, and the Ottoman Empire. It helped establish a number of new nation states, including the Kingdom of Serbs, Croats, and Slavs, otherwise known as Yugoslavia. He was hailed a national hero who had unified the South Slavs and freed them from foreign rule. But as the political landscape of Europe changed, so did the ways his legacy was discussed. Post-World War II, Yugoslavia went to embody the values of socialism. Yugoslavia is actually such an interesting case,
yeah,
because Yugoslavia is the only communist country that went communist. But it wasn't because Russia had taken over them. They had decided to become communists themselves after they freed themselves from occupation from Germany. And then they put on communism. And what happened was then America actually made deals with Yugoslavia so that Yugoslavia wouldn't join the USSR's army, which then begged the question. This is a history lesson for you. Begged the question of, was the Cold War really about ideology? Because if the Americans are really against communism, why partner up with Yugoslavia, which was communist?
Yeah.
And so it really started then, again, this was just a power play.
Yeah.
And yeah, so Yugoslavia is a very interesting case to study. I'm sorry for that. You learned something new today.
Every single day.
He was hailed a national hero who had unified the South Slavs and freed them. Okay. Being a symbol of anti-imperialism, who had liberated the masses from Austro-Hungarian oppression and exploitation. So he was big. Then there was a violent breakup of Yugoslavia in the early 1990s, which recast his legacy yet again, this time in the context of ethnic conflict and in the wake of ethnic cleansing. It became common among the Bosnian Croats and Bosnian Muslims to interpret him in a way that spoke to their recent experiences and ethnic violence. To his devotees, the 1914 assassination was an act of national defense against those who had intended to defy the South Slav people. But to this day, it is debated whether he was a terrorist or a defender. And it goes with the saying, one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter.
Yeah.
We dealt with that concept a lot at school when we discussed the ANC when they were fighting for the end of apartheid. And yeah, were they terrorists or were they freedom fighters? And how far do you go to be considered a terrorist? So yeah, also quite an interesting concept. I mean, to some people, I can definitely see why he was a freedom fighter, because his people were oppressed.
Yeah.
And he was doing it to free his people. But at the end of the day, he still took someone's life.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't believe he, like, okay, let's compare him to John Wilkes Booth. John Wilkes Booth was killing Abraham Lincoln to keep African Americans under slavery, and so he had bad motives.
Yeah.
To get, this guy was just trying to get freedom for his people.
But at the age of 19, I don't know. Like, obviously, yeah, at the age of 19, you just try and do what you can do to try and save your people.
Yeah.
But, like, he, yeah, it wasn't the right thing to do.
And what's so sad is that he died so quickly in prison.
Yeah. I mean, it was so lucky that he was 3 weeks too young to get the death penalty, and then he dies at 23. TV.
Yeah.
Unless they gave him the TV.
To be honest, I mean, he sat in prison. He didn't have to fight it. In any case, if he hadn't got caught, he was probably going to end up in the trenches anyway. He probably would have died.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
That's sad.
Because World War II was bad, but World War I, the trench warfare was horrific.
Mm.
I mean, that's where they had, like, that's where PTSD and shell shock come from,
yeah,
from when all those bombs went off and there was the trench foot, when you literally, your foot would fall off or rats would eat it. Oof.
You see rats.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're the problem.
I don't like rats, nope.
I mean, so many people, we were speaking about it last week, how people don't come back the same from war.
No, not at all.
When we were speaking about the guy who did the Oklahoma City bombing. I mean,
but
either
this guy wouldn't have been the same. Shooting someone at point blank range at 19, you wouldn't have been the same.
And mistakenly killing the wife as yeah, well.
That would have haunted
Although,
him.
What did he expect if they were going to throw a bomb? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
I don't
saying?
Think he thought it through.
Although, here's my thing, right? They said they accidentally turned into the street he was
yeah,
at. Do you really think it was that accidental?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Because it was only the 3 cars that turned in.
Do you see what I'm saying? And, like, I feel, let's say, for instance, the Serbian government was involved. I feel like there would have been, they were in a place they wanted to free. I feel like some sort of communication. I mean, how do you just accidentally turn into the street? The
assassins. And I doubt.
I mean, if he's like, oh, the assassination, oh, it failed.
And
I'm
how would he know to,
life.
Yeah, how would he know to stand
and,
there?
And to be honest, if the attempts failed, that bomb failed because it went under the wrong car. I mean, I'd be out of there so fast.
Yeah, gone.
Because now people can be, you can be traced back to, why was he just hanging around?
Yeah.
And they, I'm sorry, they could not just accidentally.
And wars don't just happen. They probably planned it long before. They needed a reason. Every single time America goes and invades, they need a reason.
Because the reason why this war actually got so big was because of military alliances.
Yeah.
Because Austria-Hungary called on Germany.
Yeah.
They then went, I might get the order wrong. It's been a while since I've studied this, but I'm going to try my best. So they called in Germany. They then declared war on Serbia.
Yeah.
Serbia called in Russia. And from there, Russia called in this person and they called in that person. Yeah. And next thing, all the countries were suddenly involved. Yeah. Because it was kind of like we had these agreements. If they attack you, they attack us. Yeah. So we will help you.
Yeah.
It's the same thing what we have now with like NATO. If any NATO country gets attacked, the rest of the NATO countries have to help. It's why the Ukraine were trying to get into NATO so urgently.
Yeah.
Because then the rest of America, Britain, all of them would have had to attack Russia back. So, yeah, alliances can be very dangerous.
Yeah.
Because it just pulls everybody into the conflict.
But I don't think this man was alone. The fact that it was so well planned. Because they got bombs, they got guns, they got everything. And
suicide
then there was seven
capsules.
There were seven people ready to kill this man. No ways. It was something bigger.
Yeah, I feel like... Yeah, I definitely believe that war was intended.
Yeah.
If they intended the fact the whole world was going to get involved.
Yeah.
I think it might have just been, let's do this war so we can free our people.
Yeah.
We'll have this war, we'll fight, we'll free. I don't know if they expected now Germany's being pulled in, Russia's being pulled in, England's being pulled in. I don't know if they expected that, but I do think they expected war.
I just feel so bad. Like, imagine for the kids hearing that your dad's last words were, you need to stay alive for our children.
Oh, my gosh, I would cry. And
That's so sad.
Do you know an interesting thing? So before World War II happened, this war was called the Great War.
Yeah.
And then when World War II happened, they were like, oh, it's the same thing again. That's when it changed to World War I and then World War II. I love studying the World Wars.
Yeah.
Yes, so that is the assassination of the Archduke Franz Ferdinand, which it was the murder which started an entire war.
And I choose this name, just to close off the show, Ferdinand, as one of the names of Danny's kids. Just one of them.
Sorry?
The oldest boy. Ferdinand. I like it. Okay.
I'm not naming my child
She
Ferdinand.
Definitely is.
I'm not naming
Listen,
my child
Listen, on this
Ferdinand.
Show, we made her stop eating Nestle. She's going to name her child Ferdinand.
I'm not naming my child Ferdinand.
One of his names.
No.
Okay. Don't worry. We'll discuss this off air, but she'll definitely name one of her kids Ferdinand. No, I like the name for you.
Why?
Because it's like cool.
No. Name your own kid Ferdinand.
No, my kids already are named.
Says the person who doesn't want to even get married.
I don't. But if I do, if I do get married, then I've got the names.
I'm not naming my kid Ferdinand. You can forget.
Yes, yes, she is. She'll start the show off next week by telling you that she
has
decided
we'll see.
To name one of
her. What is he even? What's
the
oldest
son
for that? Fergie. No.
Nand.
Nand.
Ferdy.
Nandy.
No. Ferdy.
No. Imagine Ferdy. That sounds like a dog.
Little Ferdy. Little Ferdy running off into the distance.
Oh,
I like Ferdy.
Ferdy took his first steps.
Yes. Freddie took his first steps today. Oh, Ferdinand. Yes, Ferdinand.
No.
Okay,
no,
I like it. I like it. Okay, I like it. We're making progress.
It's not happening.
Definitely happening.
Okay, let's end this before I fight
another week.
No mourners.
No funerals.
Active FM is everywhere. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Gab, and so much more.
See all the fun posts, get involved in the interesting discussions.
Voice your opinions and get the updates by following us on social media.